Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2205, 8 Ways to Shake Up Your Walking Routine by Beth Ann Mayer with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. Now, we have a bunch of shows where we do this, covering a bunch of other topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 8 Ways to Shake Up Your Walking Routine by Beth Ann Mayer with Healthline.com. Since even moderate intensity workouts offer a slew of benefits, walking is a good choice for people looking to stay healthy. Just like eating the same thing every day can get stale, so can doing one type of exercise. A few small tweaks can make a world of difference. Regular walkers, or those avoiding the monotony of daily strolls altogether, can put a spring back in their step with some simple changes. How to rock your walk. Walking isn't just fun and healthy, it's accessible. Dr. John Paul H. Rue, a sports medicine doctor at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore, says, quote, "Walking is cheap. You can do it anywhere at any time. It requires little to no special equipment and has many of the same cardio benefits as running or other more intense workouts," end quote. However, while walking requires minimal equipment, having a good pair of shoes is important. Want to up your walking game? Try the following tips. 1. Use hand weights. Cardio and strength training can go hand in hand when you add weights to your walk. A 2019 study found that weight training is good for your heart, and research shows it reduces the risk of developing a metabolic disorder by 17%. People with metabolic disorders have a higher chance of being diagnosed with high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Dr. Rue suggests not carrying weights for your entire walk. He says, quote, "Hand weights can give you an added level of energy burning, but you have to be careful with these because carrying them over a long period of time or while walking could actually lead to some overuse injuries," end quote. 2. Make it a circuit. As another option, consider doing a circuit. First, put a pair of dumbbells on your lawn or somewhere in your home. Walk around the block once, then stop and do some bicep curls and tricep lifts before walking around the block again. Dr. Rue recommends avoiding ankle weights during cardio workouts since they force you to use your quadriceps rather than hamstrings. They can also cause muscle imbalance, according to the Harvard Health Letter. 3. Find a fitness trail. Strength training isn't limited to weights. You can get stronger by simply using your body. Often found at parks, fitness trails are obstacle courses with equipment for pull-ups, push-ups, rowing, and stretches to build upper and lower body strength. Try searching fitness trails near me online, checking out your local parks and recreation websites, or calling the municipal office to find one. 4. Recruit a friend. People who work out together stay healthy together. One study showed that older adults who exercised with a group improved or maintained their functional health and enjoyed their lives more. Enlist the help of a walking buddy with a regimen you aspire to have. If you don't know anyone in your area, apps like Strava have social networking features so you can get support from fellow exercisers. 5. Try meditation. According to the 2017 National Health Interview Survey published by the National Institutes of Health, meditation is on the rise, and for good reason. Researchers found that mind-body relaxation practices can regulate inflammation, circadian rhythms, and glucose metabolism, as well as lower blood pressure. Dr. Ruse says, quote, "Any form of exercise can be turned into a meditation of some type, either by the surroundings you are walking in, like a park or trail, or by blocking out the outside world with music on your headphones." End quote. You can also play a podcast or download an app like Headspace that has a library of guided meditations to practice while you walk. 6. Do speed play walks. Typically used in running, these speed play intervals alternate periods of increased and decreased speed. These are high-intensity interval training workouts, which allow exercisers to accomplish more in less time. One study showed that 10-minute interval training improved cardiometabolic health just as well as working out at a continuous pace for 50 minutes. Improved cardiometabolic health basically means a lowered risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Research also shows that high-intensity interval training workouts increase muscle oxidative capacity, or the ability to use oxygen. To incorporate speed play, try walking at an increased pace for 3 minutes, slow down for 2 minutes, and repeat. 7. Gradually increase pace. A faster walking pace is associated with a lower risk of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and respiratory diseases in general, according to a 2019 study. Still, it's best not to go from a stroll to an Olympic-worthy power walk in a day. Instead, increase your pace gradually to prevent injury. Dr. Ruse says, quote, "Start by walking at a brisk pace for about 10 minutes per day, 3 to 5 days per week. Once you've done this for a few weeks, increase your time by 5 to 10 minutes per day until you get to 30 minutes, end quote. And 8, add stairs. You've likely heard that taking the stairs instead of an elevator is a way to add more movement into your daily routine. It's also a way to step up your walking. Stair climbing has been shown to decrease the risk of mortality and can easily add a bit more challenge to your walk. If you don't have stairs in your home, you can often find them outside a local municipal building, train station, or at a high school stadium. Is your walk a true cardio workout? Not all walks are equal. A walk that's too leisurely may not provide enough burn to qualify as cardio. To see if you're getting a good workout, try to measure your heart rate using a monitor. Dr. Ruse says, quote, "A target goal for a good walking workout heart rate is about 50 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. If you can walk and carry on a normal conversation, that's probably a lower intensity walk. If you are slightly breathless but can still have a conversation, that's probably a moderate workout. If you are out of breath and can't talk normally, that's a vigorous workout," end quote. He adds that maximum heart rate is typically calculated by 220 beats per minute minus your age. You can also monitor how easily you can carry on a conversation while you walk to gauge your heart rate. Takeaway: by shaking up your routine, you can add excitement to your workout and reap even more rewards than a basic walk provides. Increasing the pace and intensity of a workout will make it more effective. Simply pick your favorite variation to add some spice to your next walk. You just listened to the post titled, 8 Ways to Shake Up Your Walking Routine by Beth Ann Mayer with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. This article had some fantastic suggestions. When today's author was describing incorporating some interval training into the walking routine, it reminded me about a study that was recently published. The researchers found that short bouts of vigorous intensity exercise could lead to a 40% reduction in the risk of dying from cancer. Now, how short can these bouts of higher intensity activity be? Even 1 to 2 minutes of vigorous intensity activity a few times a day was found to be helpful. So, shaking up our walking routines may not only make it more interesting, but lower our risk for disease at the same time. All right, that'll do it for today. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.